Got it, Rex. Good yourself. What Subaru is it, sorry? What Subaru? WRX. WRX. And like as in a full rebuild, so bottom end, all that sort of thing. Okay, so we don't normally do rebuild on those, so we normally just replace them with STI bottom ends. So STI, brand new STI bottom end, head studs, machine work, gaskets, all that sort of thing, normally ends up at about 15K. Yep. So that's drive in, drive out. So ours is for just the engine, so I don't know if they were quoting you on a little bit more than that. Yeah, did they quote you on maybe like a clutch and all that sort of thing at the same time? Yeah, so if it needs a clutch, the clutch is probably another 1,000 on top of that, including machining a flywheel. Then you've got your radiator cost in there if it needs a radiator, all the consumable items. Yeah, so it's 15K plus any consumables. So if it needs a clutch and a radiator, you'd probably bank on about 17, and then any other bits and pieces. So, bank on 18. Yeah, without a guess, I'd say 18 if none of that stuff's usable. If it's all been like replaced recently, then it should be fine. So it should be around 15. Otherwise, yeah, if it all needs replacing, then 18, let's say. The turbo. What's actually happened to your engine? Yep. Okay, right. Yeah, so that does throw a little bit of a spanner in the works. So what happens when you overheat one of these engines is since they're aluminium, the aluminium can go soft, and once the aluminium goes soft, it's actually unusable. Yeah. So if it ends up, needing heads, so the issue is the heads get too soft and you can't seal the head gaskets after that. So if the heads are too soft, you'll need new heads, which adds another few grand into it, which could lead to that 22K mark. Yeah, so if they've seen the car, they've probably got a bit of a better quote for it because they can actually tell you what's going on. From the sounds of it, 22K is pretty ballpark. Yeah, that's including heads and all that sort of thing as well. Yeah. Second hands, the problem with the second hand is you don't know what condition they're in. They might be worse than what you've got already. Or it might be good for, a couple thousand Ks and then it does the same thing anyway. Yeah, they get pricey quick because to rebuild it is similar cost to replacing with an STI motor. So you wouldn't really rebuild it on these. Like for another, $1,000, it's a waste of money not to make it better. Wouldn't recommend it. Like you can try, but like it might just shoot itself. Like you might have the second hand block, the bearings might be pretty much ready to let go, or the pistons might be starting to crack, which is very common on 2.5 liters. So you could slam it in there and get a couple thousand Ks out of it, and then have to do it all again, and you've just wasted all that money. So it's not, yeah, it's not worth it. Yeah, normally the only two options, oh, there's three options. One is you can sell it on Marketplace as it is, very low, because you're going to get barely anything for it, because everyone knows what these things are worth to fix. So, you might get 3 grand for it, maybe 3 to 5. Or you can go trade it in the dealership, and get, you know, maybe closer to 10, depending on what they offer you, like a car yard or something like that. The only way actually out of it is to put an STI motor in it, which is that 15 with heads, 22 somewhere, you know. Like, you got to spend some big money on it to actually fix the thing properly. We've got stuff here already. So we've got brand new STI motors here from Subaru. So they're literally crate motors. Yeah. And then we put head studs in them, machine them, service the heads. And then obviously, if the heads are no good, we test them first. So we test if they're hard or not. And then if it needs new heads, then we get brand new Subaru heads. The heads to replace them, definitely. So the heads are pretty pricey. They're about 4K for the castings. Yeah. Yeah, so if the heads are good, it's about 15. If they're cracked or soft, then you add another 4 to 5K straight on off the bat on it. Yeah, so 22K is pretty right if they've quoted you on replacing the heads too. Yeah, their pricing seems pretty right. Don't know what parts they're going to use, or you know, if they're actually doing the same as what we'd be doing here. But from the sounds of it, it sounds about right. All good, too easy. We prefer it not to be removed. Yeah, so if it's removed when it gets here, we don't really know what we're working with. So it actually makes it a lot harder. Yeah, so if we've got the car here with the whole, yeah, we know where all the parts go, we know what came off that car. Otherwise, if we just get an engine, we don't know what you've got and what's missing. Yeah. All good, too easy.